Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're listening to The Traveling Culturati, exploring the style and culture of travel with travel pro Javon Harley, exclusively on AQR Voices.
Hey there, it's the Traveling Culturati with me, your host and travel pro, Javon Harley. The website, travelingculturati.com, is where I want you to go and sign up to join the travel club. We've got two fantastic trips that I'd like you to be a part of, and you can find out all about them by visiting our website. Today, Morel Howard is giving us some pre- and post-travel tips on taking care of home while you're away on vacation. You definitely want to tune in for that because security is very important and you want to leave and go on vacation with that peace of mind that everything is okay and is going to be okay when you get back. Now, each week I bring you Javon's Travel Minute, the question of the week, and the culture report. But right now, let's get into a little bit of travel news. Alaska Air is buying Virgin America for $2.6 billion. In an effort to compete with other top airlines, Alaska Air Group Incorporated just recently offered to buy Virgin America for $2.6 billion. This deal would create the fifth largest U.S. airline in the latest series of mergers over the past decade, leaving only a handful of companies left in the industry. The top four control more than 80% of the U.S. travel market. Alaska Air said that they still plan to use some parts of Virgin America's brand in some form. The Virgin Group has become famous for its mood lighting and media-rich entertainment on flights. Alaska Air is buying the competitor to expand in Los Angeles and San Francisco to offer more connections to international airline partners. Not to mention, it would also benefit from Virgin America's corporate contracts and status among travelers that work for technology companies. Alaska Air hoped to generate $225 million once the companies are fully merged. The company said that they expect the deal to receive the necessary approvals from Virgin America shareholders and U.S. regulators by January 1st. The company said they expect the deal to receive the necessary approvals from Virgin America shareholders and the U.S. regulators by January 1st. Some of the investors for Alaska Airlines include Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, UBS Investment Bank, and Cohen & Company. This is the latest on the merger, providing it goes through on January 1st. More news with Virgin America is that it's ranked the best airline. Just too bad that it was just sold. Virgin America Airlines was just bought by Alaska Airlines and was named the best airline in the U.S. by Airline Quality Rating. While Virgin America ranks number one, Alaska Airlines is in fifth place. All airlines are working on improving their service as a whole, and according to research, there have been improvements made since 2015. Hawaiian Airlines had the best results, while Spirit had the worst. We know why, because of all those doggone fees. Out of 13 airlines, only 8 improved on their baggage handling. Involuntary denied boardings have decreased since 2015. However, the complaints to the Department of Transportation continue to rise. The complaints were about flight problems, baggage, reservations, ticketing, boarding, and customer service. And some are saying that the complaints are going to go up because the airlines are making it easier for customers to complain. And more on Virgin America. Richard Branson is explaining why he's being forced to sell the airline. British billionaire Richard Branson, founder of Virgin Group, is sad to reveal that there's going to be the merger between Virgin America, the airline that he founded in 2007, and Alaska Air. Branson is sad about the merger because he first built Virgin Atlantic and Virgin America to create a pleasant flying experience opposed to the other airlines that were being consolidated. Virgin America has won several awards since its debut in 2007, including Best Domestic Airline by Fortune and Travel and Leisure. Branson has no control over the merger because he's not an American, and his company's decision and deals are reserved for its board of directors. However, Branson stands to gain a large windfall of cash ranging somewhere around $786 million, according to The Guardian. The price tag for Virgin America has risen about 80% when word got out that the airline was taking bids. Alaskan Airlines beat out JetBlue in a bid that's still awaiting approval. We'll keep you posted as the story unfolds and as we approach that deadline by the Department of Transportation. TSA is using a high-tech training tool called iView to train for terror situations. TSA is not waiting for a catastrophe to take place. They're mapping out a plan to beef up security in airports, trains, and bus stations nationwide. This new and improved security plan is called iView. It looks like a virtual reality game, but it's actually a 360-degree camera that can capture an entire facility. The purpose for this measure of security is to have an escape plan in place for innocent bystanders in a hostage situation, or to prevent police and others from walking into a potentially dangerous situation. They have already installed iView in more than 800 transportation facilities across the country and all over the D.C. area's 91 metro stations as well as Union Station. TSA started filming at BWI, Thurgood Marshall Airport, and will continue from there. I, for one, think it's a great system, and it makes me feel safer already. And remember, smile, because you never know who's watching, courtesy of iView. Technology just keeps getting better as time goes on. Well, folks, it's all said and done, and it's Marriott taking over Starwood. Ladies and gentlemen, that bidding war is over, and we have a winner. Marriott has won the bidding over the Chinese investment company Anbang for the Starwood Hotels and Resorts. Marriott Board of Directors are supporting the deal to purchase Starwood Hotels and Resorts, and the Chinese investment group doesn't appear to be making any more offers. Arne Sorensen, president and CEO of Marriott, released a statement saying, "We are focused on maximizing shareholder value, and from the beginning of this process, we have been steadfast in our belief that a combination with Starwood would offer the highest value to all shareholders." Thomas B. Mangus, CEO of Starwood, added, "We're excited to be a part of the world's largest hotel company with an unparalleled platform for global growth." Both Marriott and Starwood scheduled stockholder meetings for April 8th to vote on the merger. Well, congratulations, Marriott. We look forward to seeing what the merger has in store for us. Cruise experts have taken the time to collect data regarding popular cruise trends, including the top ships, lines, and travel dates for both premium and luxury cruising. The top cruise lines are Carnival Cruise Line, Oceania Cruises, and Viking Cruises. If you're looking for the top cruise ships, then you might want to try Oasis of the Seas, Queen Mary II, and Emerald Waterway ships. And for the more experienced traveler, if you're looking for the best cruise regions, they are the Caribbean and Europe, hands down. The most popular sailing months requested are May and July of 2016 for river sailing. However, for those of you who are looking for the best itinerary length, how long you want to cruise, it's a seven-night stay for premium and luxury cruises. And the best cabin types are balcony. And last but not least, most popular countries visited were Mexico, Italy, Germany, the Bahamas, the United States, and France. Could there be trouble in Rio? Well, I should say so. Rio is hosting the 2016 Summer Olympics, but due to financial and political troubles, the possibility that the president of Brazil may be impeached because of a corruption scandal, and the fact that Brazil is going through its worst recession ever, over half of the tickets for the Olympics have not been sold. the stadiums aren't finished yet, not to mention the fear of crime, the Zika virus, and terrorism. Rio does intend to increase security, and in an effort to increase attendance for the Olympics, some have flirted with the idea of sending public school kids on a field trip to watch the Olympics. This is actually not a bad idea, considering that this will increase the attendance and allow young school kids to see world-class athletes doing something positive and inspiring. While the Muslim family that was recently kicked off of a United Airlines flight is now seeking an apology. The Muslim family is now demanding that apology after allegedly being discriminated against on a United Airlines flight from Chicago O'Hare International Airport to Washington, D.C. The Muslim family was attempting to secure a child's safety seat when there was a disagreement between the mother and the flight attendant about how the seat should be handled. This resulted in the flight attendant stating that this became a safety of flight issue. And the pilot of the plane agreed. The pilot then asked the family to leave the plane and put them on a later flight. United said that they are not discriminating against the family. It was just about the booster seat, stating the child safety seat did not comply with federal safety regulations. The parents tried to check the child safety seat at the gate, but the gate agent told them to carry it on the plane because their computer system was down. Hamed Rehab of the Council of American Islamic Relations is representing the family because he says he's tired of Muslim passengers being removed from flights for the flimsiest of reasons. It was the pilot who told the father that it was his decision to remove them from the plane. There is a video posted on YouTube if you're interested in seeing it and to determine for yourself whether or not the pilot's actions were justifiable. Well, there's a new luxury resort, and I just want to know if it's something you'd be interested in, especially after knowing it is Hitler's 3-mile-long abandoned Nazi resort. Well, Metropol, a German real estate company, recently acquired the historic 3-mile-long Nazi resort that was built back in 1939 by Adolf Hitler. This property was made from brick and concrete, and it was left abandoned just before World War II began. Called Prora, it was designed to house up to 20,000 residents. And despite its dreary history, Metropol has transformed the 3-mile-long island into a beautiful, luxurious resort with summer home apartments and a hotel and spa complex. The restoration is expected to be complete by spring of 2016, and it will include a fabulous spa, swimming pools, and an extensive outdoor garden. There'll be breathtaking beachfront views of the Baltic Sea, glass elevators, heated floors, complete with great amenities. Now, this historic German establishment is new and modern and has no remnants of the ugly plain design that was first crested back in 1939. The apartment homes that are already for sale range from $137,000 up to $876,000 U.S. And we're talking penthouse suites or just a modern apartment with design aesthetic trends. Well, whether it's an apartment or a hotel stay, it certainly looks like quite the oasis. I guess the big question is, can people forget about its past? Well, that's it for your travel news. I have 2 great trips this year that I hope you'll join me on. The fabulous country of Ghana. It's coming up September 8th through 16th, and we're visiting the capital city of Accra, where we'll visit the W.E.B. Du Bois Pan-African Center. And we'll go to the Cape Coast and visit the infamous castles and slave dungeons. The second trip is later in the month, September 22nd to 26th, to Washington, D.C. for the opening of the much-anticipated National Museum of African American History and Culture. We'll also tour some of the monuments and memorials of the nation's capital at night when they're beautifully illuminated. And the trip includes a Black History tour of Washington, D.C., stopping at some of those iconic sites. You can get information on both of the trips at the website, travelingculturati.com. When I come back, we'll have Javon's Travel Minute, Morel Howard with her pre- and post-travel tips, and the question of the week. I'm Javon Harley, and this is the Traveling Culturati, exclusively on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. Welcome back to the Traveling Culturati. I'm your host and travel pro, Javon Harley. Traveling Culturati, the style and culture of travel. Make sure you visit the website, travelingculturati.com.
And now, Javon's Travel Minute.
Have you noticed that bloated bag of chips on an airplane? Well, that same thing happens to your belly. Flight attendants call it jet belly. It's the gases in your belly and intestines that expand at certain altitudes. While it's an inevitable occurrence, you can reduce the effects by being cautious about your intake. Stay away from greasy and fatty foods and carbonated drinks. And while you'll want to eat healthy and light, remember certain vegetables also produce gas, like green leafy vegetables. And if there are any foods that give you gas on the ground, they'll definitely do the same in the air, and then some. So be kind to your body and your fellow travelers, and stay away from those gassy culprits. This is Javon, and that was your Travel Minute. Joining me today is fellow travel professional and travel blogger Morel Howard with tips for taking care of your home before and after your trip, and as she likes to call it, pre and post travel tips. Hi, Morel. Welcome
back.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, now Morel is one with me at least once a month, so it's been about a month since you've been on.
It sure has. It sure has. Good to be back.
It's always nice chatting with you. We have wonderful chat.
We do. We do.
You guys, you should hear the chats before we start recording. That's another story. But, you know, it's a great thing to think about because we plan so much about that vacation.
Mm-hmm.
We plan so much about what we're going to do, how we're going to get there, how we're going to afford it,
exactly.
And all of these things. But often we forget about what to do with what we leave behind, and that's our home.
Exactly, exactly. Because with the moment, like you said, we're so excited about going on the trip, that is the person, that's the thing that you want to make sure that you take care of too as well.
What is the very first thing you should do before you leave to take care of your home?
Well, I have a few tips for home alone, securing your home while you're on vacation. So the very first thing is that you can pick a close friend, relative, or trusted neighbor for someone to keep an eye out on your home while you're away.
Not the party friend,
because you leave your home for her, it turns from home alone to house party. So you want to make sure that it's someone that you trust with your home and your personal belongings, in addition to that, because you're going to give them a spare key to your home too as well. So you want to make sure that they're trustworthy. In addition to that too as well, you want to give the illusion that someone is at your home.
Absolutely.
That's why you want to have someone in your house to give that illusion that you're at home, that the car is in the driveway or parked in front of your home, that the blinds are open or closed, that the trash is taken out on Tuesday and not on Friday, that kind of thing. You want to make sure that you just give that illusion.
Yeah, because one of those telltale signs is that you have mail that's just building up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you can have a neighbor collect your mail, or one of the things that I do, and I live in a condo, is our building offers mail hold.
Mm-hmm.
So I sign a form with them
mm-hmm.
before I go, and that period, they will go to the mailbox and collect my
mm-hmm.
mail and hold it for me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I come home, I get this big bag of...
Exactly. Another thing that you want to make sure that's very important is something that I call mum's the word.
Mm.
In a day and age where social media is king, the last thing that you want to do is advertise your trip on the internet. That's
yeah.
the last thing you want to do. Now, I understand that you're very excited about your trip and you want to tell everyone about it. You, for the most part, don't. Keep it very quiet. Keep it very low key. Save that for when you come back. That way you can post all your photos. You can tell everyone about your trip and they can see mm-hmm. that you had a wonderful time.
Right, because as you're posting away and having a great time, even if it's a neighbor, because sometimes you can't trust your neighbors either, somebody is saying, aha.
Exactly. You don't want to give them that open door key to your
right.
home while you're not there. That's very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing too, as well, as far as when you're away, I like to call it open and shut case. It's simple enough. When you leave out, you lock your door. But sometimes you may have that window in your bathroom that's up high that you leave open or cracked
mm-hmm.
when you're taking a shower. Or if you have a garage, you may leave that access door to the garage open and unlocked. You want to make sure that you completely secure your home from top to bottom, left and right.
Mm-hmm.
You lock all doors, including that access door.
Yeah, so probably put together a checklist of a walkthrough
mm-hmm.
your house, because when you're living in your home, there are things, habitual things that you do
mm-hmm.
that you aren't going to think about like that window that you always leave open.
Exactly.
You may think about the front door and the back door, but not that
exactly.
window in another room.
Because you see it so much,
right.
You just overlook it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even though I want you to secure all your doors and your windows, now on the other hand, if you typically leave your curtains or your blinds open, I need you to do that same exact thing when you go away. Again, giving the illusion that someone is at home. I have a good tip for you, tipping you in the right direction. If you typically leave your blinds open and you have your big screen television or you have some valuables, move those out of the eyesight from the window. So if you're outside looking in, you can't see those things. So you want to move those away, but still keep, again, I know it's contradictory, but it's better to keep your blinds open and have the illusion that you're at home versus keeping them closed for 2 weeks for people to say, you know what, I haven't seen Javon lately. I wonder
right.
where she is.
Yeah, if you can have some movement or something that you can do inside to look like you're home. Maybe put a fedora on something.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like they literally did in Home Alone in the movie. Perfect segue to timing is everything. One good tip to do when you're leaving at home is to buy a light switch timer.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and buy those. Again, that gives the illusion that someone is at home. I like to say put it in the rooms that you normally use, in your family room, in the bedroom, in the bathroom, or in the kitchen. So put those timers on sporadically throughout the day so they can come on and instantly go off. And also, don't forget the lower levels of your house, too, as well. You don't want to forget your laundry room or your basement. If it's in the lower level, you want to make sure you put some timers on there, too, as well.
Yeah, and I think it's a good idea to have a couple of timers because if you remember the movie Home Alone, they knew that homeowners had timers, and so they would watch it to see if it came on at a specific time every day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a couple, then you can throw them off
exactly,
a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can also put one on to your to radio. If you wake up in the morning to a radio, have it blaring, and because it's on a timer, it's going to go off before you leave out the house.
Right.
So that's something too as well. Think it outside the box.
Now, what is this thing you call pipe dreams?
Travel is seasonal. A lot of people don't necessarily always go away on travel in the summer months. So you want to make sure that your pipes are insulated correctly. So when you leave out of your home, they won't burst or leak. Shut off the main water supply. This includes all water valves, the dishwasher, washing machine, refrigerator, your filtered water, even your ice maker too as well. Turn off all the sinks and your gas line. Make sure that everything is turned off. That way it'll eliminate any plumbing problems that you have in cold and hot season.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things, though, when you live in an environment that is cold, like we are here in Chicago, one of the things that you want to think about is to leave your heat on a little bit so that your place doesn't get so cold. And also you want to keep some of those lines open and warm. Like you don't want to turn off your hot water heater because your pipes may freeze if you aren't having a little bit of heat in them.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on where you live and what conditions you're going to have in your environment.
Exactly. Perfect segue for what I call keep it cool. In the winter, you want to keep your thermostat at 55 degrees. And in the summer, if you have an air conditioning, you want to keep it at 85 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
That way, your pipes won't freeze. And in the summer, it sets an actual comfortable temperature in your home. You plant your animals if you have any pets. And if you have any furniture that's temperament to temperature, all of that will be safe in either of those degrees.
Okay. Now, what about outside? Because we're talking a lot about the things that you want to do inside your home. But if you're living in a house, it's one of the reasons I live in a condo. I don't have to worry about these things. What about your outer parameters?
Perfect. It's a segment that I called I Don't Want to Alarm You. I want you to make sure that you do an assessment of your home. The best way to do that, even though it's not foolproof, is to get an alarm and to make sure that it's connected to all the windows and the doors and have alarms too as well. And nowadays they're so sophisticated that you can have in-home cameras and have it directly sent to your mobile device, and you can be halfway across the world and you can see what's going on inside your home.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes because they are a little bit expensive, I have an alternative for that. My tipping you in the right direction is to actually, you know, the ADT signs that they have outside in your home, buy one of those. And if you don't have it, get the motion sensor floodlights for your front and back doors, and get fake cameras and put them around.
Yeah.
Get that illusion that you have security in your home. So if a burglar is coming in mm-hmm. and the floodlights go off and then they see the sign, they're going to run away.
Yeah.
Not going to chance it.
No, I have a lot of people that I know who live in homes and they have motion detection mm-hmm. or motion lights. So if somebody gets too close to mm-hmm. the house, mm-hmm. the lights will come on. And typically people will leave away from that. Mm-hmm. And I think another thing that you can do, you're talking about getting the sign mm-hmm. for ATD, so that appearance of mm-hmm. security
exactly.
is also that beware of dog and get that dog barking.
That is so true. They do have one of those.
I know they do.
That is so interesting. You said that they do have one of those. Do you remember years ago they had one for the viper in the car?
Yes.
With the snake, you
yeah.
could get something like that similar for your home. It works.
What about everything outside your house, especially if you have a lot of land?
Mm-hmm. Grass is always greener on the other side. You want to make sure that you have a nicely manicured lawn. You want to make sure that your hedges are trimmed, your grass is cut, that everything seems very nice and tidy around your home, because the last thing that you want to do is to have overgrown bushes or hedges near a window mm-hmm. that's on a forest floor. That's so appealing to a thief to come in, because they can use that to conceal themselves to enter into your home on the
right.
end through that window.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure those are trimmed down as well. And if you're going to be gone for a longer period of time and you don't have that friend that's there, set it up where you can have someone, a lawn company, to come in to cut your grass and to trim it for you.
Yeah.
They don't know it's prepaid. All they see is someone taking care of their lawn, so they're more prone not to even stop at that house and unfortunately go to the next one.
Right. Also because the summer's coming up and sometimes people go on summer holiday
mm-hmm.
and they're taking off more time, and that means that what you did before is now going to grow out a little bit. Now, what about those things that happen routinely? How do you deal with those things?
It's what I like to call it in. Before you depart, it is always best to notify your financial institutions, your utility companies, and your postal service.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is for your credit card companies, you want to make sure that you give them a call and let them know your travel dates.
Mm-hmm.
Because if all of a sudden you're in Chicago and then 2 days later you're using your card to spend money in France, then they may do an alert and consider that it's a fraudulent purchase and they may freeze your assets.
Right.
So you want to make sure that they know about that. Your utilities companies too as well. The post office, we talked about by you living here in a building, you can
mm-hmm.
hold your mail. Nothing is the same, is no different than if you were to live at a home.
Right.
You can go to your post office and have them put a stop on your mail and your newspapers, and they can do this up to 30 days.
Yeah, because you don't want a stack of newspapers sitting in front of your door. And my neighbor does that a lot. I can tell when he's out of town
mm-hmm.
because there's a stack of delivery notices
mm-hmm.
and things
mm-hmm.
like that are just sitting
mm-hmm.
by his door. And I always say, why don't you just have somebody pick it up
for you?
It's obvious that you're not there.
And it's a good thing that you live in a building, but it still kind of clutters up. And then you just want to make sure, again, I can't stress enough to give that illusion that you are at home,
right.
even though when you're not there.
Right. And so those things that you can't afford, you can still work on that illusion that's
mm-hmm.
very, very affordable. Now, we've taken care of our home before our trip. We've
mm-hmm.
gone on our trip and had a wonderful
mm-hmm.
time, and now we have to come back home.
Oh, yes. I have to travel back home. Yes.
I know, but there are a lot of things waiting for us.
Yes, there is.
when we get back home.
There are a lot of things waiting for you when you get back home. But prior to you getting back home, a couple of things that you can do leaving out is to make sure that you clean out your refrigerator of perishable items and tidy up your home a little bit too as well, so that when you do come back home, you're not walking into a home to mess. You're not walking into spoil food in your refrigerator,
mm-hmm.
which leads me to conveniently in store on your way home from the airport, because you don't have anything in your refrigerator that's probably good to eat as far as eggs, milk, and butter are concerned,
mm-hmm.
stop at a convenience store and pick up those things prior to you coming home, so that you won't hear the mommy choir, the children's choir saying, Mom, we don't have anything to
yeah.
eat at home. So pick up something from the store, pick up takeout from the store
right.
prior to you leaving, cook a home at home, you have something to eat.
Right, and I like that idea of maybe preparing something before you leave and freezing it, and so when you come home, because a lot of things can be defrosted
mm-hmm.
in the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
When I come back, I just like to order food, and there's so many wonderful food delivery
mm-hmm.
places now where you don't have to have pizza.
Mm-hmm.
that you can have a full gourmet meal from one of your favorite restaurants with all these different apps. And so I think it's very important to do this. One new service that I just discovered not too long ago is that Groupon is now delivering food.
Really?
Yes, they are. So if you have a Groupon account, then you can just go on the app and place your order.
That's good to know.
Yeah, it really is. And there are other, of course, Grubhub and those. Oftentimes, I want those things that I didn't get where I was. Those things that feel like home.
Yes, you want that comfort food when you come home.
Yeah, absolutely. What other things do you need to concern yourself with when you get back home?
You instantly want to do a home inspection. You want to take a few moments to inspect your house inside out, top to bottom, left to right. Make sure that there are no signs of forced entry, that there's nothing missing or out of place. Also, the smell of gas. You want to make sure there's no chemical leaks, pipes burst, or anything of that nature. You also want to test your carbon monoxide and your fire alarms, too, as well, to make sure that those hadn't gone off and that those are still working, too, as well.
When we're talking about reinstating, what are we talking about?
Reinstating means to reengage with your home. Because you've gone on vacation, you're coming back home, everything that you did pre, turning off all the lights, setting timers, unplugging everything, tidying up. You want to reconnect with your home. So when you come in, you want to instantly check in with your close family, friend, your relative, your neighbor to let them know that you're back home. Check in with them to let you know that you're back there. Give them a little thank you gift from where you or wherever you were and get your key back.
Yeah, it's key to think about the person because that can be a job and it's a very important role. So think about that.
It is. You want to show a sign of appreciation because they're watching your home. You also want to just want to do the very opposite. You want to go ahead and readjust the thermostat and the air conditioning. You want to disconnect all the light switchers. You want to run all the water in the faucets and then the sinks. Turn your gas back on if you turn those off. Flush the toilets, lift the hood for your newspaper and your mail, you know. And then also another thing that's very important that we tend to forget about is that you want to reconnect with your family pet. That's very important. If they were in a kennel or if your family friend was watching them, you want to reconnect with your pet because it's important and it will cut down the stress and the resentment towards you when you get back home because you're away.
Yeah,
because
maybe bring them a treat too.
Yes, they feel like you forgot about them and they see you coming in and all of a sudden mommy comes home now. So they can, they're little people too, furry people. They have feelings too.
Yeah. And you know, the good thing about before you leave and turning off your electricity and turning off lights and unplugging things like your computers and things like that you aren't going to use is that you're going to save money.
Yes.
Because even though it's plugged in and you're not using it, it is still using electricity.
Exactly.
So you'll see that you save a lot.
You do.
And also you just never know when that electrical issue can happen because something is plugged in.
So, and that's one of those precautions of unplugging and then replugging back in. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, this is the thing that I absolutely hate because now you're back home and you have to unpack. And you've got laundry to do.
Yes. That is the dreaded wishy-washy. You know, once the water is turned back on in your home, that's one of the first things that you want to do. I know it sounds crazy, is to wash your clothes. Now, to kill two birds with one stone, when you come in and after you do a once-over, once the water's back on and you go down to your laundry room or to your basement, dump all the clothes out, do a load of laundry, and then begin to plug things back in to check on the pipes, you know, make sure the rooms are okay, crack open a window, let some air in, that type of thing. So you can multitask with reconnecting with your home and washing your clothes and also putting things away, packing it up. The last thing that you want, everything has a place, and the corner of your bedroom is not the place for your suitcase. You don't want to live out of your suitcase. So you can multitask.
Did I do that? No, I do. It's like, do I really need that right away?
Exactly. You can multitask with all of those things. You can put things away, put your shower caddy away, wash your clothes, tidy up here, do all of those things.
Yeah. Well, it you do have to get back into that routine. And the quicker you get back into that routine, the better. And I will say that even though I know as a travel professional and an avid traveler, I know I'm supposed to take care of that right away, but that luggage is like, oh no, I don't want to do that. Okay, so what's the last thing that we need to do?
Last thing that you do is extra. But while you're making your vacation plans and you're requesting that time off, you want to request an extra vacation day on the back end, not for your vacation, but for home. The reason being is because you want that time to recuperate and reacquaint yourself not only with your home, but with your daily life and your daily routine. Funny enough, going away on vacation and returning home is very exhausting. So you just want to take that time, that extra day, because remember, you've already tidied up the house before you left. You've multitasked for everything when you come back to the home. You already have you have the food in the refrigerator, so you just have that extra day. So whether you catch up on sleep or you sleep in, sorting through your mail, or doing absolutely nothing at all, you actually are going to need that day to recuperate and to rest on your return home.
Yeah, and to maintain those benefits of what the vacation was all about, because I think that when you come back and you immediately are thrown back into everything, you're kind of like in a shock.
Exactly.
Like what just happened. Well, Morel, thank you so much for joining me again today.
Thank you for having
And
me.
You can get Morel's tips on our website. There's a link to her pre and post tips, so make sure you check them out and you can refer to them. There are countries and continents that have unique shapes that beg to be named. Some of them resemble objects, and some even resemble animals, like Florida, nicknamed the Gun State. Not because of its gun laws or gun-toting citizens, but because of its gun-like shape. And Italy, referred to as the boot, and it's actually a heeled thigh-high boot. Leave it to the Italians. That brings me to my question of the week and your knowledge of Africa. Monica set out to see if she could find anyone who knew about the Horn of Africa. Let's see what she found out.
I'm Monica with the Traveling Culturati, and I'm here with...
George Fonseca.
Do you know where the Horn of Africa is?
No.
Okay. Did you want to take a guess?
The Horn of Africa? Is it a place? I don't know, to be honest. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you. I'm here with...
Margaret.
Do you know where the Horn of Africa is?
The Horn
of Africa.
Nigeria.
No. You said Kenya?
Yeah.
Oh, it's... Okay, south.
In front of us.
Africa.
Horn of Africa.
I thought she knows it. Come on.
Your first and last name?
Tony Davis.
Okay, do you know where the Horn of Africa is?
Is that be around about the Ivory Coast or somewhere? South?
South.
Yeah, south.
It's south?
Mm-hmm.
You think it's south?
I believe so.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Mr. Davis, thank you so much.
Michael?
Michael, have you ever traveled to Africa?
I have not.
Do you know where the Horn of Africa is?
I believe. It's been a while since I looked at a map, but I think I do.
You want to share?
Oh, God, now I'm questioning it.
No, say it because you may have the right answer.
Is it the bottom part where it narrows down?
I'm here with Danny. Okay, and I wanted to ask you, have you traveled to Africa?
I have not.
Do you know where the Horn of Africa is?
I don't.
Thank you for your honesty. Okay, let's talk to Joseph. Joseph, have you ever traveled to Africa?
I have not.
Do you know where the Horn is?
I do not, but I'm going to make a guess. Is it the, northwest part?
I'm Monica with the Traveling Culturati, and I'm here with...
Ricky Marshall.
Do you know where the Horn of Africa is?
Yes.
Where is the Horn of Africa?
It's the little hook at the bottom. The bottom hook.
Thank you so much.
The Horn of Africa is the easternmost extension of African land. The Horn consists of four countries, Djibouti, Eritrea, Ethiopia, and Somalia. It was given its name because of its resemblance to the head and horn of the rhinoceros. If you're talking about only the horn and not the head of the rhino, then we're referring to the country of Somalia. Part of the Horn of Africa region is also known as the Somali Peninsula. This term is typically used when referring to the lands of Somalia and eastern Ethiopia. Now you're in the know about the Horn of Africa. Is there a question you'd like to have answered? Email me at Javon at TravelingCulturati.com, and I'll go out and see if anybody has the answer to it. And when we come back, we're going to have the Culture Report. I'm Javon Harley with the Traveling Culturati on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. Javon Harley here, your travel pro and host of Traveling Culturati, with the top reasons to visit Ghana: history, friendly people, Ghanaian hospitality, and unsurpassed natural beauty. Ghana has it all, but the top reason to visit Ghana is to join me and Advantage International. The wait is over. The dates are set. Join us in Ghana September 8th through the 16th. We'll start in the capital city of Accra and visit the W.E.B. Du Bois Center for Pan-African Culture. We'll follow the history of the slave trade and visit the infamous forts, castles, and slave dungeons on the Elmina and Cape Coast, September 8th through the 16th. Fly South African Airways, Africa's most awarded airline, nonstop from Washington, D.C., and stay in deluxe accommodations. Go to advantage-intl.com for complete details. That's advantage-intl.com. See you on the plane.